On the next Probably True Solar Stories, we revisit the story of how Winnie the Pooh went solar with a certain Pooh character that wasn't part of the public domain until now. Welcome back to Probably True Solar Stories. I'm your solar story host, Tor Solar Fred Valenza, and I'm on a mission to make solar visible in pop culture, including in our beloved children's classics like Winnie the Pooh. For listeners who've heard season one of Probably True Solar Stories, you may remember that I already wrote a Pooh Goes Solar story. But what you heard was the second version. You see, at about 3 hours before pressing the publish button, I did a more thorough public domain research, and I learned that the Tigger character had not bouncy-bouncied into the public domain in 2022. Legally, he was still under copyright until 2024. Now that it's 2024 and Tigger 2 is part of the public domain, I thought I'd share this original Tigger version. It's the same plot about Winnie the Pooh learning how to go solar. The only difference is that Tigger volunteers to be Pooh's installer. And well, I suppose you'll have to listen to this Probably Pooh solar story to see how that goes. I hope you enjoy this original version. I enjoyed making it, and it really is a fun way to teach kids about going solar. Okay, here we go. La, 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 la. Oh, oh. How Winnie the Pooh Went Solar with Tigger 2 is written and read by Tor Solar Fred Valenza and is based on the characters created by A.A. Milne.
Pooh?
It's time. Time for my honey break? No, Pooh. It's time to tell the Probably Pooh solar story about how you installed solar panels on the house at Pooh Corner. So, this is a story about my house? Yes, that's nice, but I'd rather have a story about me eating honey. Lots of honey, as bears do like honey. Well, honey isn't usually part of going solar, but I'll try to work it in. In that case, please continue.
Wait a minute, whoever you are.
Solar Fred, Rabbit, at your service. I'm writing this story. And you are Rabbit of 100 Acre Wood.
Yes, so you've heard of me.
Of course I have.
Then you know that Pooh and I are famous. We work with A.A. Milne, the famous author.
Yes, I know, but
nothing. You can't just write a story about Winnie the Pooh going solar, or me expecting the Spanish Inquisition, or about Piglet liking the number 42.
But I do like the number 42, Rabbit.
Hello, Piglet.
Hello, Solar Fred.
As I was saying, Rabbit, you won't say another word. Is there a lawyer in this story?
Hold your tail, Rabbit. Owl here. No lawyer needed. The fact is that Solar Fred is correct. He can write about us. All the Winnie the Pooh books are now in the public domain.
Public domain? What does that mean?
It means that anyone, including Solar Fred, can now write new stories about us. Even a child could write a new Pooh story, and if it were a good story, he or she could even publish it. I hope a child will write more stories about us, said Pooh.
They're very creative.
Yes, yes. Now do carry on, Mr. Solar Fred.
Thank you, Hal.
Now where was I?
I think you were about to explain how solar panels are installed in my house.
Right.
And you were going to say that you use honey to paste the solar panels on my roof. And then when I felt hungry, I could snack on my roof and get free honey. Isn't that right?
No, Pooh. That's why we need to tell this story. If we can explain how you, the famous Winnie the Pooh, installed solar, then you can be an example to others. You might inspire a young person to grow up to be a solar installer, or maybe a solar inventor one day. Or maybe you'll help parents to learn about the process of going solar.
Does this story have a title? Asked Pooh.
Yes, of course. Every story has a title. The title of this story is How Winnie the Pooh Installed Solar.
Very simple. If I could add something to your title, it might help. Of course, Pooh, the story is about you. What would you like to add?
Well, if I might suggest, if you want a lot of people to listen to this story, or maybe read it,
I do, of course I do.
Then I think the title should be How Winnie the Pooh Installed Solar and Found More Honey. Now that's a story that people will read and listen to. It has the how of installing solar and the happy ending of me finding more honey. It's a win-win for Winnie the Pooh and Solar Fred. What do you think?
I think you win, Pooh. We'll call this story How Winnie the Pooh Went Solar and Found More Honey by Tor Solar Fred Valenza.
And based on the characters created by A.A. Milne. Give the man some credit.
Of course, Rabbit. And Mr. Milne's books are wonderful stories that everyone should read. But now it's time for our Probably Pooh solar story. Once upon a time, a short time ago, deep in the 100-acre wood, there lived a bear named Winnie the Pooh, sometimes called Pooh. Pooh lived in a small home with electricity.
What's electricity?
Electricity is, well, can I keep it very simple?
Please, I'm a bear of very little brain. And if you could use a honey analogy, that might help.
All right, let's try this. Usually, electricity is the energy that powers your lights, your television, your cell phone, and anything else that turns on. But for this story only, instead of electricity, let's say that electro-honey is the energy that powers your home's lights, your television, your refrigerator, etc. All right, Pooh?
Perfect. My tummy and brain are loving this story. Don't stop.
Great. Well, you might ask, where does electro-honey come from? How is it made?
Normally, electro-honey is produced by big, powerful power hives. Let's call them utilibees.
And I pay a lot of money to the utilibees for that electro-honey. They charge me for every drop. Plus, they charge me for the cost of delivering the electro-honey to my house. If only I could make my own electro-honey. Then I could save on my utility bill and save more honey.
Now you're getting it, Pooh. What if I told you that you could make your own electricity?
Make your own electro-honey from sunlight shining down on solar panels. You're pulling my ear, right? Can solar panels really do that?
Yes, Pooh.
Oh my, this is magical. This is amazing. But the sun shines every day. What if I make too much solar electro-honey? Where will I put it all?
That's a great question. Well, you could sell your extra solar electro-honey back to the utilibees. They probably won't pay you that much for it, since they make a lot of their own. Or, instead, you can store your extra electro-honey inside electro-honey batteries. They're like honey storage pots.
This was a great story, Solar Fred. I'm sold. Please install the solar panels and storage pots, wave your magic solar wand, and, you know, the end.
Slow down, Pooh. I'm afraid this is just the beginning of your solar story.
Oh, bother. All right, but please get to the middle and end of the story as soon as you can. Maybe Christopher Robin could help move things along.
Hello, Pooh. How are you?
Christopher Robin, you're right on time. Are you my electro-honey solar panel installer?
Silly old bear. I'm just your neighbor and friend, but I've already installed solar on my home, so I can give you advice about finding the best installers and the best solar equipment.
All right, thank you. But will I still get more honey in the end?
Yes, Pooh, I promised. You'll have your honey in the end. Thanks, Christopher Robin. Your help will be most appreciated.
Now, Pooh, if you're going to install solar, the first thing you need to do is to find a solar installer and see how much it costs.
I think you should ask 3 installers about their price and then compare them. Be sure to read the reviews from other customers.
Might you choose my installer, Christopher Robin? It's not that I don't want to do it. It's just that you have a computer to find installers, and I have Owl,
who is
out to lunch, I believe. Speaking of lunch, does anybody have any honey?
Pooh, not now. As it turns out, after talking to 3 installers and checking them out on the internet, we have chosen Tigger,
Rule,
and Solar 2, LLC.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? I am Tigger.
You're my solar installer?
Yes, Tiggers know everything about installing solar panels. It's our specialty.
Christopher Robin, are you sure?
Well, I based my decision on talking to Rue.
Rue is our salesperson. It's a very important job. She's very honest, but she knows nothing about how to install solar. Tiggers are the experts for installing solar, just like we are experts about climbing trees.
Tigger, you are definitely not an expert about climbing up or down trees. I've read the books.
Well, that's your opinion, Mr. Solar Fred Narrator, but I do know everything about installing solar panels. Why don't you test me, Christopher Robin? Go ahead. I dare you.
Pooh looked at Christopher Robin. All right, Tigger, let's see. The first question is, tell us about the main parts of a solar panel installation.
Oh, please, you just gave it away. It's the solar panels. The sun shines on the solar panels, which produces electricity, or in the case of this story...
They all look to Pooh.
Electra, honey.
Whatever, Bear. Next question. I'm going to get an A+ on this test. Go ahead, Christopher Robin.
Well, that was the easy one, Tigger. Now name 2 other important parts besides the solar panels.
2 other important parts? Well, there's a solar thingamabob, which connects to the solar doohickey.
Tigger, please be serious.
Cool your jets, Mr. Narrator. Tigger's joke. After the solar panel, the next important part is the inverter. The inverter converts the solar panel's delicious clean energy into awesome clean energy. And it's the awesome clean energy that your home uses to power your lights, TV, refrigerator, etc. Am I right?
Well, delicious clean energy and awesome clean energy are close, but it really doesn't sound right.
I know. Tiggers hate long words, too. So instead of those long words, let's just say that the inverter converts the solar panel's DC energy into AC energy. How's that?
I suppose that's the right answer. At least he has it right about the AC and the DC pod, said Christopher Robin. All right, what's the third important part?
Not so fast. There are different types of inverters. Microinverters are small inverters that are installed on the backs of solar panels. It makes the installation simpler. String inverters also work just fine. They're a little more complicated, but they work too.
Piglet raised his hand. Yes, Piglet?
I was just wondering, why are they called string inverters?
Everyone knows that. It's because they'll be held by strings on Pooh's wall.
No, Tigger. While string inverters are installed on walls, they are not held up by strings. The name has to do with the wiring. But let's move on.
Yes, can we move on to the honey part?
Not yet, Pooh, but we're getting there.
Oh, bother. Go on, Tigger. What's the other main piece of solar equipment?
Yes, the other main pieces are the mounting equipment. These are the parts that attach your solar panels to your home's roof.
Oh, so solar panels don't get stuck to your roof with honey?
No, Pooh, you really are a silly old bear.
Well, I think I understand everything now, except didn't you mention the Electra Honey storage pots?
Tiggers call them batteries.
A fine name.
Tiggers love batteries. Most solar installations don't need batteries, but you can still get them, and when you do, woohoo! Your extra solar electricity gets stored in the batteries. Then, if, say, a heffalump ever causes an electricity outage, the batteries keep the lights on.
Tigger, I think you've explained enough. The point is that a solar energy system has several important parts. The solar panels, the inverter, and the roof mounting system. And if you ever want to store your solar electricity for backup power if there's ever a storm or an outage, you can install batteries.
Forgive me, Solar Fred, but my tummy has a question.
Go ahead, Pooh.
I thought the title of this story was How Winnie the Pooh Went Solar and Found More Honey. Can we get to the honey part now?
I'm sorry, Pooh. We're still not done. Now Tigger has to design your solar system before he can install it.
I do?
Yes, you do. A design is a special kind of drawing. After it's done, the design is submitted to the permitting department.
Hello? Did somebody say permitting department?
Not that anyone cares about permitting.
Hello, Eeyore.
Hello, Solar Fred. Would you like to explain to everyone what you do in the permitting department?
Might as well. I work in all the county permitting departments. I make sure your solar panels are installed with local rules and standards.
Who could be next in line?
I can't wait, although I really could.
Hello, handsome, friendly, kind Eeyore. I like that tail. I am a solar installer. I have bounced all the way from Pooh's house to you. Please approve my solar installation drawings and give me permission, or as you say, a permit, to start installing.
Well, let me take a look at your drawings, or designs as we say here. This could take a while, or not. Depends on which county or city I'm in.
Eeyore, for the purpose of this story, let's say that you review Tigger's drawings and they look safe. You then give it your hoofprint stamp of approval. Then Tigger can begin installation.
All right, here is my hoofprint. But not all permitting departments work this fast. Just in case anyone cares. Not that anyone really does.
Yes, I have my permits, and now I shall bounce back to Pooh's house and install the solar panels and the batteries. Woohoo!
And then we turn everything on and come to the me finding more honey part?
Please say yes, Solar Fred.
Almost, Pooh. Not quite, but we're close. Let's say that Tigger does a great job. It should take a day or two or three to do the installation, depending on the size of your system. But after all of his work is done, the solar system needs to be connected to the utility's electricity grid. Or, as you call it, the utility's electro-honey grid. And that needs another permission from the utility inspector.
Hello, Solar Fred. I'm back.
Hello, Rabbit. Are you my utility inspector?
Yes, I am. I'm going to look very carefully over everything. This could take a while.
Rabbit, please. Remember you're a rabbit, not a tortoise.
All right. Approved, which means you have permission to use your solar panels and battery system. Enjoy.
Speaking of enjoyment, is now the more honey part?
Yes, Pooh. Now that you're producing your own electro-honey, you're saving money that you don't have to pay the utilities. And you can use that extra money to buy more honey, or whatever you like.
That's wonderful in your world, Solar Fred. Except bears don't earn money. Might there be some real honey at the end of this story?
Ta-da!
Hello, Kanga.
Hello, Roo. And Tigger, too.
As your solar installers, we'd like to thank you for your business, so we're presenting you with this very large pot of honey.
Not electro-honey? Real honey?
Yes, Pooh. Real honey. And now our probably Pooh story is at the end.
Thank you, Solar Fred. This honey is delicious. This story was worth it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Pooh. And now, Tigger, there's going to be a little bit of music, and then after that, why don't you do our usual closing?
Woohoo! Certainly, Solar Fred.
How Winnie the Pooh Went Solar and Found More Honey was written and read by Tor Solar Fred Valenza and is based on the books by Mr. A.A. Milne. Probably True Solar Stories is a production of Unthink Solar, PRN Communications. Be bold for solar. Stand out and educate.
Thank you, Tigger. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.